Well, speaking of tax cuts, the new federal parliament won't convene for several weeks, but already government ministers are making overtures to crossbench senators over the coalition's proposed income tax cuts. The tax cut plan was the coalition's dominant election promise, but the government is yet to convince enough senators to support its passage through the parliament. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
The federal government has 3 weeks before parliament resumes. When it does, its priority is the $158 billion shake-up of income taxes it outlined in the most recent budget and took to the election. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the coalition's election victory on May 18 gives them a mandate.
The Australian people voted in favour of our plan for income tax relief, for all of it, and they voted against and rejected the politics of envy that had been prosecuted by our political competitors in this last election.
The Labor opposition supports some of the plan, but not all of it. Speaking on RN Breakfast, Senator Cormann said the entire package will be put to Parliament for a vote and insisted it wouldn't be broken up into parts.
It is manifestly in the national interest and it is also what the Australian people voted for at an election just a few weeks ago.
The income tax changes have three parts. The first stage will double the end-of-year rebate for people on incomes up to $90,000 a year. Labor supports that. The second stage, starting in 2022, would change tax brackets to benefit people earning between $90,000 to $120,000 a year. And the third stage, which would start in 2024, would eliminate a tax bracket so that everyone earning between $45,000 and $200,000 a year would pay the same tax rate of 30%. Those two parts, Labor doesn't support.
They're both beyond the next election. So you can't get a mandate forever into the future.
Newly installed Labor leader Anthony Albanese says if the government really wants to progress its policy, it should carve out the first stage and allow the parliament to vote on that separately.
And the government needs to look for a solution rather than an argument here. We're happy to be constructive. We could pass stage one of the tax cuts, which are the ones that happen in the next 3 years. There's nothing else until 2022, and then stage three is in 2024-25.
The other option for the coalition is getting enough votes from the Senate crossbench to pass the entire package in one go. But that won't be easy either. Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party has two votes in the Senate. She's not convinced by the whole package, saying yesterday she wants to see a new coal-fired power station to bring energy prices down and more water infrastructure. That hasn't impressed Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce.
Although I agree absolutely that we should have more coal-fired power station to complement what we have with renewables, and although I agree entirely that we should be, as a nation, building the water infrastructure, I don't believe it should be the bargaining chip to getting tax cuts through right now with the budget.
Senator Cormann says the government is already addressing the issues Pauline Hanson has raised, particularly lowering power prices.
Then, of course, it also includes underwriting a new generation investment program through which we are assessing a short list of about 12 projects, which is identified on a technology neutral basis, but which includes one coal upgrade project.
Others on the Senate crossbench are similarly lukewarm about the second and third stage, which means it may be easier for the coalition to try to convince Labor rather than a more disparate group on the crossbench, which is why Finance Minister and Leader of the Government in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, is putting the pressure on Labor.
This is a test for Anthony Albanese. Will he just persist with the failed politics of envy and class warfare that was rejected by the Australian people, prosecuted by Bill Shorten before the last election, or will he demonstrate to the Australian people that he's learned the lesson, that he's listened to the verdict of the Australian people and embrace the policies supporting opportunity and aspiration which Australians voted for.
The income tax cuts are more than an election promise for the coalition. It's their main initiative to boost the struggling economy.
We want to ensure the economy is strong this year and all over the next 10 years.
That's Finance Minister Matthias Cormann ending that report from Melissa Clark.